Hello, everybody. Today's Nach Daily is Tehillim chapter 104. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. This chapter is 35 psukim in it. Although this is a separate parak, it opens with the same words as the previous one. Baruch Inav Shiyas Hashem, my soul blesses God. In this chapter, David gives thanks to Hashem for the entire creation. God made the world with such impeccable design and precision. The psalm starts with the creation of light on day one and moves its way through the rest of the days of creation. The Chovos HaLevavos in Shar Bechina explains, the main way you can come to recognize God is by looking at the amazing design and wisdom that's found in the science of the world. The idea is through deeply appreciating the amazing order and design of creation itself, you'll see there was an intelligent designer behind all this. This designer is none other than Hashem himself, who created the world with wisdom. The parak opens up by relating God's omnipotence. He's cloaked with light. Hashem covered the earth with a tahom, deep black abyss. He also set boundaries on earth, so everything will stay in its place. This is reference to the boundaries of the spiritual world, so it won't completely overtake the physical one. Hashem's providence includes all the wildlife and animals. I once heard in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, even the dinner of an ant is preordained by Hashem and under his direct control. If that's true for one single ant, how much more so us? We're the pinnacle of the entire creation. Everything in our lives, including our parnasa, is exact control by God. Therefore, it's fitting to bless God forever and ever. Now for the highlight pasuk. In verse 24, it says, "Marabu masecha Hashem, kulam bechachma sisa, melacha aretz kinyanecha." Hashem, how many are your works? You made them all with wisdom. The earth is full of your possessions. Here we see there's an intelligence behind creation. When a person looks at the world and sees how great Hashem's works are, they're able to come closer to Hashem through the creation, because they are connecting to the intelligence behind creation itself. I always thought that's why it says here, Ma Rabu, how great are they? The word Rabu, great, or a lot, comes from the word Rav. Rav also means like a rabbi, because Hashem is the rabbi of the world constantly teaching us about his ways through the creation. On a similar note, it's taught in many of the Sifrei Chassidus, upon the initial creation of the world, Hashem's light was so great it overwhelmed the kelim, vessels for creation, which caused a shattering of the vessels to occur. This caused nitzotzos kedusha, sparks of holiness, to spread out over the entire creation. It said, our purpose in the world is to uplift and elevate these sparks of holiness. Now back to our pasuk. When it says, Melo ha'aretz kinyanecha, the world is filled with ways to acquire you. Meaning, because there was a shattering of the vessels, a person can close to Hashem no matter where they find themselves in life. Because they can be kona, acquire, the nitzotzos ha'kedusha. That's why the world is filled with chachma. Because of these sparks, Hashem's chachma can be found in all areas of your life. Let us merit to connect to the wisdom of God no matter where we are. This way we'll really be able to say, Baruch Inav Yes Hashem, my soul will bless God. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.